irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
Where else?
That's my name. That guy with the great voice just said my name.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't said it yet.
Oh, what's my name?
Oh, are you talking about me? Oh, you're not.
Hey, yeah. Michael, good to see you,
good
man.
Good to see you, too.
How glad are you that we have beautiful weather for
you? I know, I was going to say, on a clear day,
you can see forever from where we are. But can you sing it for us?
Yeah. Well, no, but we have somebody else that can.
No doubt about that. Beautiful, man, we got a big show.
Today. Oh,
hold on, I got to get this in.
There you
go. Grab this as a soundbite. We're in a free performance.
Engines have started.
Well, Michael, we have a ton to talk about today on State of the Arts here on LA Talk Radio.
That's right, and great theater abounds here in the City of Angels, and one of those angels is sitting adjacent to us. The beautiful Renee Marino is here.
Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Obviously,
that's an intro.
Yeah.
And the fans go wild.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to talk to Renee more here in just a moment about her upcoming show, one of my favorites, Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, opening at Theater 68 in North Hollywood. But first, we will sit here under the bright blue sky, Michael. Please, I want to know about your week. Tell me about it.
You know, not terribly eventful for any particular reason, just super busy. You know, as you know, we just completed the run of LA's Next Great Stage Star,
right.
2017, and I was in that accountant business mode kind of place.
Also known as sadness.
Not
accountant.
Sadness. Accountant.
I can't handle accounting work, man.
Yeah, I mean, but I had to, you know, I have a timeline that I need to do that and write it out and get all the final payments made. So that was really what occupied my time. Not too creative.
Right.
For me, yeah. It's hard to sit there and do the numbers.
But you obviously got to go see Finding Neverland next week, which was a big success. And Cameron Bond, our good friend from the show, was here talking to us last week. That was lots of fun.
Yeah. It was lots of fun. And a beautiful show that it was, actually. And it's on tour. It's getting ready to open in Orange County at Segerstrom down there. So, folks, if you're listening to this and you didn't see it at the Pantages in Hollywood, make a point of going to the tour, U.S. National Tour website, which is out there, easily found. Just put in Finding Neverland Tour. You'll find it. And pick up some tickets at the beautiful O.C. Segerstrom.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But how was your week, sir?
A busy week. It was a good week. Obviously, at this time of year, it's such a crazy time of year. There's so many auditions coming up and so much work to be done. I was wrangling horses on a short film in San Bernardino last week. And in fact, I'm headed back out there to do that again later this week. Everybody's been in flux because of the weather. So things that were supposed to shoot couldn't shoot because of the rain. And everybody's trying to scramble to get back into that. But obviously, some fun things coming up. Stephanie Coltrane and the amazing Shakespeare by the Sea people.
We love Stephanie Coltrane.
And Shakespeare by the Sea, it was started as a thesis project by Lisa Coffey years and years and years ago, and it just boomed. I mean, it's honestly great Shakespeare. I toured with them for three seasons, playing roles like Kent and King Lear, and they've got a really amazing season coming up, and those auditions are this Saturday and Sunday, so check out Shakespeare by the Sea on Facebook or on their website.
Is Stephanie directing?
Stephanie, I believe, is directing one of them, and I believe Cy Brown is directing the other. The group of people down there, the creative staff, Patrick Vest is another of them, good friends, and just really great people who love the words of Shakespeare as much as anybody I've ever met. So really
so
great people and good
she
shows.
Divides her time between the Rubicon Theater in Ventura and down here.
Well, and I think about a billion other things. She's one of those people, in my knowledge of her, that she never stops. She just never stops working, which
well,
is
she's wonderful, and we're glad to have her in this community because she always puts great work on the stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all those people down there, they're really dedicated to what they do. So lots of dedicated people in this industry. I tell you, what a fun place we get to work and live, you know?
I think it's because it is theater, you know? It's because it's personal.
Yeah.
As opposed to manufactured and, you know, in a different kind of way where it's electronic and so forth. But that's how I've always felt about it.
I was at the
and I know I'm always right.
Right. I think we all agree upon that. If Michael says it, I was at the opening of a workshop opening for a show called Plummet, which was really fascinating to watch. And it was reminding me a little bit of Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, actually. Two-person show that had a lot of kind of interpersonal themes and addressing things. And you realize how cathartic theater is. It was a rough show to watch.
Absolutely.
It was really hard to see some of these characters. But you left feeling so good about your life, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So.
I must say that there is one thing that I neglected to mention here at my place at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal, where the lovely Renee has certainly headlined in a huge kind of way.
Right.
Amazing.
Blowing the doors
night
off.
That was. I hope she comes back.
Perhaps.
We had the pleasure of having Rupert Holmes with us.
Amazing. Wow.
Do you know who he is?
Of course.
Do you know who he is, Renee?
Yes.
And it was an evening of his music, and he was there, and he actually did three numbers at the end of the show. Little fact that most people don't really realize about him, he is the guy that he was trying to be a pop star at one point in his life, and he wrote this little song called Pina Colada.
Oh, my God. See how you never know
right?
It's going to happen?
The story, like, that's so
that's
true.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he didn't have any idea what was ahead of him at that particular point in time. So, and, you know, he has the Mystery of Edwin Drood certainly copped him some lovely Tony Awards and several nominations. And his career has been amazing. So it was this very special evening of his music, and I have never really heard the body of work that it was some 18 songs in the show on last Sunday. And what a great lyricist he is, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you said he performed three of the numbers himself?
He did.
Who did the others?
A beautiful cast of several young, you know, musical theater people here in Los Angeles.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah. That sounds great.
It was a sweet evening, yeah.
Well, I love that venue, obviously, and there's so many things. Do you do a show every month, is that correct?
Every week, every Sunday.
Wow, that's amazing. I've been there three or four times now, I guess, and every time I'm there, it's always one of those nights where you leave just feeling so glad about what you saw. The food is great, the drinks are great, performers are always amazing, and the atmosphere is fantastic.
Thanks. So
check out the Federal and Sterling's upstairs at the Federal particularly. You guys will find some good stuff out there. Now, Michael.
Yes.
You said you were the accountant, and look at me doing my job, man.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my job. I'm going to tell you, it's time for us to ignore the beautiful Miss Marina, which is hard to do, and we're going to go thank our sponsors. How's that sound?
Oh, them.
Let's pay some bills.
Yes, we would like to thank our sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Breakdown Services, the entertainment industry standard used around the world, providing the most professional means to reach talent agents as well as actors when casting a project. To learn more about Breakdown Services, visit Breakdown Express.
We'd also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
We are indeed, and to Mike Napoli, who is the owner of that site and works so hard at keeping it you know, very current. So it's a great place to even go to at the last minute and find stuff.
Of course.
And our guest, ladies and gentlemen, today, as you know from the beginning of the show, but if you're just tuning in now, she was last seen in her one-woman show, I Am Me Because of Three, at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal, as well as the iconic role of Carmen Miranda in the new musical, I Only Have Eyes for You, in the heart of Los Angeles at the Montalban Theater. That was in the recent past, and she did an amazing job. It was such an interesting show about the lyrics and life of Al Dubin.
She is a rising star in the film industry. She played Mary Delgado in Clint Eastwood's film Jersey Boys.
Did she
and
ever?
And has been featured in People.com's One to Watch and numerous other industry publications, of course, as well.
She has starred on Fox's Weird Loners and graced the Broadway stage in West Side Story, Jersey Boys, Chaplin, and Wonderland. In Los Angeles, her solo show, I Am Me Because of Three, performed to packed houses and received glowing reviews. She received her Bachelor of Arts degree in theater speech from Wagner College and is a Cher sister member.
A member of Cher Inc. Yep, but
okay.
I am.
A member.
Call
oh, I'm sorry.
Sisters.
That very nice.
That sentence was structured.
You know, like a sorority.
Yeah. No, I
was never in one in college.
No, there was a hyphen that I didn't understand why that was there, but now I do.
Right.
Yes, I do. I better. Those women and Cher don't mess around.
No.
And Cher is a nonprofit philanthropic organization composed of women who are passionately dedicated and committed to raising funds for the developmentally disabled, abused, and neglected children, as well as medical research for all forms of developmental disabilities. She is a star of film, a star of the stage, and a star for humanity. And we are thrilled to have her join us today on State of the Arts. Please welcome Renee Marino. Yes.
Thank you for having me.
We also bring regards from Paul Paul Stroely, desperately wants to say that he loves your husband's vodka.
So. Yes,
vodka. But that was the second thing, only after he said he loved
there
her.
There was no doubt that Renee was the first part. He said he was thinking about coming back and kicking me out of my chair for a little while to get the show back.
Paul, so, I love you too. And you go get that devotion vodka. Whole Foods.
Look at that free plug. We need a new sponsorship. Come on.
We can do it.
I think we would never get the show off the ground if we were sponsored by a vodka. I would be consistently under the table.
Would be mandatory to have a little.
I'm up for it. We've got to check the water bottles later on today.
Exactly.
So, you are doing one of my favorite productions that's actually very rarely done. It's very often studied, very rarely done. Danny in the Deep Blue Sea. How'd you get involved with this production?
It is such an amazing story, actually. About a year and a half ago now, my fellow co-star, J. Bailey Burcham, who is an incredible actor, he and I met doing Damn Yankees at Cabrillo.
Darn Yankees, music theater. Please. We have a rating here. Darn.
What role
darn
did he
Yankees.
Play? Right?
He was one of the baseball players.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He's hilarious. He's super, super talented.
It's a great show.
Yeah. And after we had done the show last October, over a year ago.
Wow.
He said, Renee, you have to play this role of Roberta. And he said, you know, this is a role I've wanted to do forever. How would you feel about it? I said, you know what? Let's read through it. You know, I had read it once in college. Mm-hmm. But again, that's such a different perspective at that point in your life. So one day he and I read this play on his couch, and I happened to be doing a table read of a film that night for my friend Lou Volpe, who played Frankie Valli's father in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And the table read was going to be at NoHo Arts. Funny enough, J. Bailey and I had talked about possibly putting it up ourselves.
Wow.
You know, just for the sake of it, because once I read it, I was like, oof, absolutely. This is something I want to sink my teeth into. So I said, you know what? Why don't you just come with me tonight? Because it's going to be at NoHo Arts. Maybe that's where we could put this on.
Sure.
The stars were in alignment because the man who was in the table read with me was Ronnie Marmo, who is the artistic director owner of Theater 68. And I had asked around, who's kind of in charge of this theater space here at NoHo Arts in the back room? And Ronnie said, I'm actually, you know, working back here. And I said, oh, that's so funny. Well, this is my friend Jay. You know, we want to do Danny in the Deep Blue Sea. And he goes, Danny in the Deep Blue Sea? I did that for
What's
6 months.
What's
that? No, he ran the show?
Wow.
He had done the show and played the role himself for 6 months. So I said, get the heck out of here. Like, what are the odds? So, you know, we spoke to him that first day. That was already a little weird. So then I was like, okay. So then time goes on. We had still been talking about it. But, you know, I was doing I Only Advise for You. Yeah. He was doing other projects. Come to find out, another friend of ours who we did Damn Yankees with, Paul Panico, owns Panic Productions out of Thousand Oaks.
They do great work, yeah.
Great
yes,
work.
He does.
Mm-hmm. But he had been wanting to have a presence kind of in the Hollywood area. He, one night at a show, meets Ronnie separately at another production. They get to talking. Ronnie, you know, says, I am trying to have a presence in the Hollywood area. Ronnie says, I have a theater, you know, Theater 68 right in North Hollywood.
Wow.
They meet separately and talk about doing Danny in the Deep Blue Sea. Oh, do you think, you know, Renee would do it? I know she was talking about doing it with Jay Bailey,
right,
who is actually working with Panic Productions. Jay Bailey calls me up and says, Renee, you're never going to believe this, but we may have a space to do this production. And that's it. The ball just kept rolling, and I was like, why can't it always be this easy in my career,
wow,
you know? Like,
right now, that's
the
a great
way things
thing.
Just boom, boom, boom. They kind of all
six
fell
degrees
into place.
There.
And it's just been the greatest blessing, because if you have been to Theater 68, it is an amazing space.
Yeah.
Like, what Ronnie has done with it is just incredible. You know, it was formerly the Deaf West Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a beautiful 99-seat theater. The fact that we're getting to be directed by Ronnie, and then also just doing this project that we're both so passionate about,
yeah,
it's just, I could cry thinking about it, because, you know, it really did. It just started out with one conversation of like, hey, you want to do this? And here we are, opening night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
In this town, you have to beat the pavement so much. And every now and then you get a project like that, yep, where everything falls into place. And
yes,
it's such a relief. It reminds you,
yes,
that it's okay to keep
it
going.
Does.
So.
It does. It totally does. I feel like I really do believe in signs from the universe.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a sign. Just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
This is, it was meant to be, so.
for you and good for Ronnie. I like him. I don't know him very well, but I certainly got a great sense of him when we met at the NoHo Art Center.
Yeah.
He was, I was producing Stage Star there last year.
Yes, that's right.
And he was at the other smaller theater in the back and doing his thing. And our paths would cross at least once a week.
Yes.
So, yeah, nice, nice man and talented.
For those who know Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, it's a truly psychological piece of writing. It studies man at his most desperate point and his potential salvation and what happens between two characters when they're kind of at their wit's end. But this is a special production because this isn't just the great show, which is Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, in which you play the lead role, Roberta, but also this has got a one-act premiere by the same author at the beginning called Poison. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow, amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Now, how long is Danny and the Deep Blue Sea? It's a 90-minute show?
Yeah,
about. So the one act makes it a full, you know, 2 hour night of theater.
I think we found out the other night in our full run that with everything, with intermission, everything, I think it might just be a little over maybe 2 hours.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
Don't quote me on that.
Depends on the pauses.
It really is. I mean, you know, for all of us nowadays in this day and age of technology, you know, no one wants to sit there for that long. And this is actually perfect because it's, you know, the one act is about 15 minutes. And then, you know, it slides right into our show. And it's just, it's really just a beautiful night of theater. And I just, you know, I leave that theater every night, and I, like you were saying before, it's like cathartic.
Yeah.
I leave there exhausted,
right?
But in the best way.
Now, what's the plot of Poison? Is it similar to Danny?
It's a dark comedy. Yeah, dark comedy. You know, kind of touches on the, you know, the idea of self-hatred and kind of, you know.
I'm sorry, is it modeled after my life, or was it?
Oh,
okay, all
right. No.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but it's just incredible, you know? And John Patrick Shanley, I just feel so honored to be speaking his words.
Yeah.
He's just such an incredible playwright, and as I was telling you before, we talk a lot in rehearsal about how a lot of what's happening in the story is not even what we're actually saying, but it's like having to read between the lines and what that is.
Wow.
And it's just, it's so complex and it's so multifaceted, and it's, that's what makes it so great, because it's real. That's how we are as human beings.
I love a dark show. I love the show that I told my children this the other day. There's something about watching something that you feel and then act it out the wrong way, somebody who behaves the wrong way when they have those feelings, that helps you be more able to behave the correct way.
Yes.
And for me, that's always been something that that is one of the best parts of theater. It gives you a chance to say, I can better myself just by watching a story, which I think is an amazing thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
Poison sounds awesome. This is a world premiere of Poison, is that correct?
And directed by a mutual friend of ours, Renee's and mine, and that's Kay Cole.
Yes.
Who, as you know, originated the role of Maggie on Broadway in A Chorus Line.
Of course.
And she's a wonderful director, and she actually, I was just at an event for her. I thought I'd see you there, actually, on Monday night.
Yes, but we were in rehearsal.
Yes, of course.
And it was one of those nights where, and I had told Kay, I said, Kay, I would do anything to be there, but after this rehearsal, it's pretty intense. I think I need to just quiet my voice, because there's a lot of intense, you know, emotions going on. So, but she and I, actually, we call ourselves soul sisters.
Yeah.
After, you know, we worked together and I Only Have Eyes for You, she's my director. And it was just that instant connection, you know, two people with the exact same work ethic and just, you know, the same way we go about the business and just our lives. It's really wonderful. So to be able to share this with her is great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. She's a director, choreographer, and now has just released her first CD.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, a singer.
Do you recall the title?
I do.
But if people were to look up Kay Cole, they would find her first CD. It's available in public forms.
Yeah, Kay Cole. Well, it's just being released now.
Okay,
so,
cool. Wow, that's some breaking news here on State of the Arts.
Critcherland Records, that's where you go.
And you can hear samples.
Exactly.
Well, these days, it's so funny because nothing's an album anymore. You kind of download the songs you want, so it's interesting. It's hard to find music sometimes.
Well, you know, she's very interesting the way her take on this, because she is really a dancer, was a dancer who sang in her younger life on Broadway and, very much went into, you know, dancing full time and going into being a director. She is a wonderful actress, and that's very evident on this CD.
Yeah,
the songs that she is singing, and it's very much from the heart. So she's a very different kind of singer. But for me, it's all about the acting process anyway. It's a beautiful CD, really.
It is.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we hope our listeners go check that out. The show we're talking about here today is Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, performing at Theater 68 in North Hollywood, California, and it opens this weekend, March 11th. Is that correct?
Yes. The official opening is Saturday. We begin previews tonight.
Fantastic.
Yes. Excited?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So a show like Danny and the Deep Blue Sea is obviously one that you have to kind of immerse yourself in. Do you have other projects that you're working on right now as well? Because I know you're very much like some of the other performers we've talked about. You don't stop working, do you? Not even for a second.
I don't stop. I mean, even if it's just with auditioning, I've had a lot of auditions during this process, and it's so interesting because I've never memorized this much dialogue ever. This is actually my first professional play.
Wow.
Which is so amazing for me. So it's really interesting. I mean, like you said, you have to go big or go home with this because you have to immerse yourself or that's it. Just don't even bother doing it because there's no other way to do it.
Yep.
And in this process with having auditions, for sitcoms, I'm like back and forth, like, comedy. And then, talking about deep, deep issues like we are in Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, it definitely took a lot of focus and a lot of just, trying to tell myself, okay, right now, you're driving to this lot to go audition for this show, just focus on that. And then I drive back to rehearsal and be like, all right, getting Roberta's brain again.
Right.
So it was good. It's been such a challenge in the best way possible. I feel like I've never taken on such an intense role in my life. I kind of say to people who, have seen me play Mary Delgado in the film and whatnot, this is like Mary Delgado on steroids.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. But it's just, I'm so, so honored to play this role. It's so deeply complex and layered. It takes a lot out of you. It really does. And it's funny because, I've done millions of musicals and dancing and singing and sweating. And I'm not singing or dancing, and I am exhausted.
Any sweating, though? Any sweating?
Absolutely, sweating.
This is not a role that is anything like what most theater roles are written like for women, or certainly were written like. I guess maybe there's a little more of it now. But this is a gutty, raw performance. And it's one of those things where if you're going to do the role, you have to commit to it so entirely. Roberta's Danny's salvation. She's the only thing that gives him a chance to save the desperate life that he's living.
Yep.
And it's heartbreakingly beautiful the way it's written. I love this show.
It really is.
I can't wait to see it. I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I knew very little about it, actually.
I think Panic always does such a good job with the shows I've seen of theirs that I think this is probably a really nice fit. I can't wait to see it, too.
Yeah,
so.
I can't wait for you to see it.
We're gonna take a quick break here in a minute, but real quick, will you tell us the name of your philanthropy again here so people can look that up? Because we're going to talk about more of that when we come back from our live arts calendar. Can you tell us where they can find out about your philanthropy?
Sure. It's Share Inc. Yep. So if you just research that, go on Google, you will find us.
And this helps developmentally disabled children in all facets of life. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. So definitely focus on children.
And we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about a lot of other fun things. But first, we have to tear ourselves away from you. We have to go talk about our live arts calendar because there is so much going on in Los Angeles right now. Michael, I've been blown away. We'll obviously come back with Renee here in just a little bit more. And
we will talk.
But before we do that, we want to tell you about some amazing shows featured in our live arts calendar, including the particularly exciting production of West Side Story that I am just amped up about, Michael. It's landing in the Valley this weekend.
That would be the San Fernando Valley, of course.
That's right.
So true, Andrew. The stunning Valley Performing Arts Center presents one of America's greatest musicals, West Side Story, to the San Fernando Valley. And director Richard Israel, one of my personal favorites, actually, brings one of the greatest stories of all time to the stage with the transcendent music of Leonard Bernstein, featuring breathtaking new choreography by John Todd with a fresh new take on a classic. Israel brings us West Side Story as it has never been seen before. Performances are at the beautiful Valley Performing Arts Center, one of our great theaters, one of the crown jewels here of theaters in all of California, certainly. And that is located at 18111 Nordoff Street in the city of Northridge, California. Very close and very easy to get to. Performances are Friday, March 10th at 8 p.m., Saturday, March 11th at 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sunday, March 12th at 3 p.m. Tickets range from $44 to $75. And for more information on this exciting new production, please visit valleyperformingartscenter.org or call the ticket office at 818-677-3000.
What a great space for that amazing and iconic show, Mike. I mean, it's one of those pieces that when you see West Side Story, you know that you've seen something special. So much went into making that show successful, and it still holds up great today.
And from the moment it starts, from the first notes on that orchestra, you just kind of hold on.
That's right. It reminds me so much of what Mr. Belushi did at your at Stage Star.
Yes.
He's saying
something's coming.
And
those
first notes, they just give you that tingle down your spine. Mm-hmm. That is really a special piece of music.
Well, and seeing it at the Valley Performing Arts Center, which is probably the best theater in all of Los Angeles, acoustically speaking,
right,
for live theater, it's such a treat to be able to hear everything.
That orchestra will be something really amazing to listen to,
definitely,
no doubt about it.
Definitely.
Well, obviously, there's so much going on here, and there's another fantastic show at the Amundsen as well, Michael, is that correct?
There is. It is the groundbreaking and exquisite, I'm reading quotes here now, and unforgettable new musical, Fun Home. And it was the event of the Broadway season when it was on Broadway, winning 5 2015 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and making history along the way. Based on Alison Bechdel's best-selling graphic memoir, Fun Home introduces us to Alison at three different ages as she explores and unravels the many mysteries of her childhood.
A refreshingly honest musical about seeing your parents through grown-up eyes, the New York Times says Fun Home is extraordinary, a rare beauty that pumps fresh air into Broadway. Fun Home runs now through April 1st at the Amundsen Theater in Los Angeles. Performances are Sundays at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Tuesday through Saturdays at 8 p.m.
For ticket information, call the box office at 213-972-7231 or visit centertheatergroup.org.
Certainly a great show, Michael, and obviously well worth seeing. But honestly, there are so many shows going on. I want to take a trip down to San Diego here because we're going to see Blameless at the Old Globe San Diego Theater. I hope to get down there. Really, I mean, I love the Old Globe, but even more than that, I think San Diego is just an amazing place to visit for theater, too.
Well, so. Developed in the Old Globe's 2016 New Voices Festival, The Blameless is a compassionate and moving look at the power of familial bonds in the most extraordinary of circumstances. The boisterous Garcia family has always tackled their days with warmth, humor, and tough love, but today is no ordinary day. Struggling to recover from a painful event in their past, they must find a way to hold everything together as they welcome to dinner the one man who might help them heal or reopen their wounds.
The Blameless appears at the Old Globe Theater, located at 1363 Old Globe Way in San Diego, California. The show runs now through March 26th, Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m., Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., with select Wednesday matinees at 2 p.m.
Tickets are very, very affordable. They start at $29, and for more ticket information, call 619-234-5623 or visit online theoldglobe.org.
So without a doubt, Michael, obviously there is a ton going on and lots of great shows for our audiences to go see. We always tell them to do what, Michael?
To
get up off the couch, that's right.
Put that remote down.
It's so funny because I can't now go see theater without thinking of telling people that it is so important to engage with live performers.
Yes,
and we live in one of
yes.
the greatest cities for that. So don't miss that opportunity with these shows we're talking about. One of the amazing shows we're talking about here today is Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, produced by Panic Productions at Theater 68 in North Hollywood.
Indeed. And joining us once again, ladies and gentlemen, for part two of this afternoon is the incomparable Renee Marino, who you can see, as Andrew said, in Danny and the Deep Blue Sea on those lovely dates, March 11th to April 2nd. And for tickets, we're going to give this to you one more time, 323-960-5068.
Again, that number is 323-960-5068. So tickets for this show are available now. You open, I believe we said, on the 11th, correct?
Yes.
But you said there's a preview tonight?
Yes, preview.
Are there still tickets available?
And tomorrow night there are still tickets available, so go grab those tickets.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Plays 411 is what we use for our tickets, and you won't be disappointed. It's definitely something that I feel like anyone who comes will be touched in one way or the other. And if nothing else, it will have you leaving the theater, you know, questioning life and, you know, questioning maybe your own insecurities and you know, things in your own life that maybe you've been pushing down and not facing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean people in the entertainment business are insecure?
I can never.
What do you mean by that, Michael? Why are you saying that to me? Do you mean that to me? What are you talking about, Michael? Well, look, we want to talk, obviously, about the show a little bit more, but I'd like to take a minute here because we've become big fans of Renee Marino. We are actually, we stalk you occasionally on the internet.
Ooh,
all kinds.
We
follow you around to performances. We love you because not only are you a great star and a wonderful performer, but you care so much about doing things for others. Tell me a little bit about this charity and about what your goals are and how you got started with that.
Yes. So Share Inc., shareforchildren.org is actually the proper address for the website. It's an incredible organization that was started over 50 years ago, and it raises money for several different charities having to do with children with developmental disabilities, children who have been raped, and so on and so forth. And these group of women are so powerful and so dedicated, and it's just beyond inspiring to be in their presence and a part of this, you know, beautiful organization. I was brought into it through my wonderful friend Sandra Curry, who is an amazing actress. And she brought me in because she thought I would, you know, be really great, you know, for this type of atmosphere. And, you know, she knew that I was interested in being involved. And I started last year, and it's just, it's incredible. I mean, we have meetings every month, and it's on the first Wednesday of every month. And it's just this group of powerhouse women who are just dedicated to helping children and to doing good, and they just don't stop until they can raise as much money as possible. We have an event coming up May 20th. It's the big event of the year, Boomtown.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's at the Beverly Hilton, and all of us Share ladies dance, which is the best part. I'm so excited because I didn't get to dance last year because I was doing a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I only have eyes for you. So this year I'm going to dance, and it's just, I mean, it's so much fun, and it's all so positive.
Yeah.
So to just be a part of it makes you feel like this is what life's about.
Yeah.
You know, it's about being able to share and to help and be there for other people. I mean, we all need one another, so this is just the perfect charity that I could be a part of.
Well, obviously, we love watching your shows, and we love following the great work that you're doing, but I honestly think that in this day and age and with everything that's going on, if you do find something as an injustice, if you do think something's a problem, there are ways now with what we have at our disposal to actually do something, not just complain on Facebook, not
yes.
just to say things, not just to go out and stand with signs on a corner, but to actually stand up and make a difference. And man, that means something to me. So I think that's a great thing you're doing.
Yeah.
I think people forget, I'm just like myself included, sometimes we forget that, you know, just speaking up and one single person can make a difference. I mean, look at history. It all started with one idea, one voice,
right.
one human being. So don't ever forget the power in that.
Yeah.
And of course, when we work together, that's even more powerful. But, you know, it's really great to remember that your voice matters. And, you know, even with Danny and the Deep Blue Sea, like I said.
Oh, nice pivot. Nice pivot. Well done.
But it's true. Like, Jay Bailey and I were in the dressing room last night talking about this. And I looked at him and I said, we have some cojones doing this show. I said, and really, this all started with you bringing me this script and saying, what do you think? Want to read through this? This is a role you should play. And look at us now. You know, so that's such a reminder for me.
That's right.
You know, that it just takes one idea. It takes a little bit of dedication and trust, and you can change the world.
You know, we live in an interesting place where I think sometimes we forget that there are people like Danny in this play and Roberta in this play who are hurting so deeply that their lives have stopped functioning. I mean, they're, where they go is more to hide rather than to be a part of anything.
Yeah.
And I love that because I think if we can figure out how to help that not be the case for people, then I think in general we can certainly help ourselves, which is a pretty amazing thing. Now here in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California, we're getting a little smoke go by our window.
Well, that was the accounting for the siren that we heard just a moment ago, but I sure hope it's not coming from this building.
Right? I mean, we get one beautiful day and something catches on fire.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, we're in the AC, so we're not there, close to the heat. But
so that's a good thing.
Go ask Ronan there if he has any. Well, we've never had this. We've never had one of our shows interrupted.
Uh-oh. See? This See? Conversation was so hot,
there you
we
go.
Burned the building down.
Exactly. What to think could happen on a day, beautiful day like this? Maybe it looks very, maybe now the smoke is, oh gosh, yeah. Looks like it's coming from the west to the east, the northeast, I think. Well, we can't smell it, so I don't really know what it is. Yeah, maybe too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. At any rate, so you're back on the boards, and of all things, you said earlier, in a play that is the first play you've ever...
The first play, yes.
And a Pulitzer Prize winning play.
Pulitzer Prize winning play that is no joke.
Yeah.
You know, that's every time people ask me about it, I say... It's intense. It's no joke. And it takes mind, body, soul, trust. I mean, everything. Which, you know, in every
I'm sorry, are you talking about working with Michael and I?
Oh, yes, I was. How'd you know? How'd you know, Andrew?
Oh, that's a breeze.
Yeah. No, that's easy breezy.
You have to give everything to
everything,
that, don't you?
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, you know, I've been coming home nights and my husband's like, are you okay? And I'm like... Yeah.
I need a vodka.
Yeah, like, he's like, you're quiet. I'm like, babe, there's nothing I can say right now. Like, it's just
yeah.
taken out of me, which is so great. You know, I think of my acting teachers in college, you know, talking about moments like this. Like, this is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and even last night at rehearsal, you know, our director telling us, like, if you don't put everything out on that stage, your guts, then what is it all for? You know, you have to go that far because these characters operate at a level that is way above what the quote-unquote norm, what is normal, we don't know. But, you know, what we would call, what we think is normal,
yeah.
they operate way above that emotionally. So we can never be comfortable on that stage.
That's right.
You know, and that's crazy, you know, to think of as an actor because you kind of want that comfort sometimes.
I agree.
So to have to really get to that point where we have to be uncomfortable for it to really be what it's supposed to be, you have to go there.
But for me, I think that, you know, every actor desperately wants to do that. And I think sometimes people feel that watching that isn't going to be comfortable. But the feeling you have after watching that, after watching a live performer, it doesn't work the same in movies, but watching
yes.
a live performer do that, you understand how important storytelling is for our perpetuation
yeah.
of the community, right?
Yeah.
Saying, look, there are desperate, hurting people out there, and you're not one of them. No matter how sad you may feel, you're not one of them. Go out there and do something good for someone else, which
yes.
I think is a remarkable message in this story. So.
Well, it must be exhausting to go through that in the course of you know, the play itself,
yeah.
right?
It is.
Yeah. Do you have two show days?
We don't.
Thank
but
goodness.
We actually did two shows in our rehearsal the
yeah.
other day. Whoo, Daddy. So I went home. I was like, I need to go to bed. Babe, can you walk the dog? Thanks. I can't, like, it was just...
Yeah.
insane.
You realize how important spouses are,
oh
too.
Oh, my God, I know. Thank you. I love you. But it's so creatively satisfying. It just, every time I step on that stage and say these words, it reminds me of why I chose this as a career path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when did you choose this as a career path?
Oh.
Seriously.
Michael, I would have to say... So I started out as a dancer at 3 years old and then started doing community theater in my town when I was about 8. And once I did that first show, George M., I may have told you last time the show, I had a solo down by the Erie Canal. You can still find it. I think I posted it recently on
nice.
Facebook. And once I felt that and I got bit by the bug, that was it.
Wow.
So I would say probably 8 years old.
Is it the freedom that you're expressing as the performer, or is it the adulation that you get from the audience after your performance?
I think
or a little
both.
Bit of both.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it felt so natural for me to be on stage and to share. You know, I feel like what I was given, what we're all given, is God-given gifts. And it's like, well, why was I given this if I'm not supposed to use
sure.
it?
Sure.
So, you know, and I always think about that anytime I perform, like, this is about you guys. Like, I hope that by me using what I've been given, it inspires other people to use what they've been given.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's worth, again, in life, there's so many fears and there's so many, you know, things that we're afraid of and we don't want to step out or take a risk. But hopefully by me doing it, it can inspire other performers and just not even performers, just to kind of like step out of your comfort right. zone, because that's where life really begins.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? Her fans from the motion picture The Jersey Boys, in which she co-starred with John Lloyd Young, who played Frankie Valli on Broadway and in the film, of course, and as did Renee, had her turn as Mary on Broadway, working opposite of John as
yes.
well. So all of his fans and all of her fans, they're doing a double kind of event day on a particular day coming up.
Yes.
And they will be at her performance at the matinee and then coming over to my place to
yep.
see John on March 26th in concert. And they can't get enough.
I just want to thank you, fans. You guys are the absolute best. You're the most loyal fans. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate it, really.
Well, they are. They're in great taste. There's no doubt about it.
Very, very, very wonderful and dedicated people
yes.
they are.
Yes.
Last time we had Miss Marino on, we were talking about your show at Sterling Upstairs
yes.
at the Federal. How did that go? Was it a great time?
It was amazing, Michael.
Yeah. Yes, it was
so amazing. And I'm just going to tell you guys, Michael knows this. So the date that I chose was the day before the election on a Monday.
Right.
Which, you know, most people at first were like, really? You're going to get people out there? And I was like, you watch me. And we sold out the house. One of my good friends actually laughs at me till this day because I was texting him the night before the show. And I said, did you get your tickets, Joe? And he goes, oh, you know, I have an audition. And I said, it's only an hour. You'll be done by 9. So he gets his ticket thinking, he's like, well, Renee, I felt so bad. Like, I thought you had nobody buying tickets. He goes, I walk in that damn room, and I couldn't even get a seat. I had to sit on the couch in the back. He goes, I can't believe you stalked me. Like, you had nobody coming. I said, but I wanted you there.
That's funny.
But it was the best. It was
hard-working
such a
girl,
great
yeah.
night. Yeah. The night was incredible.
Yes, it was.
We just had the best time, and it was beautiful performing.
We've talked about it, obviously, before on this show, but that venue is a fun venue. If you haven't seen Cabaret in L.A., which is rare in L.A., get a chance to go out to Sterling Upstairs at the Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal and stop in and grab some great food, great drinks. Who was it? Made my amazing vanilla Manhattan I had there last time.
Well,
it
Devotion so Vodka is now a part of
yes.
the Federal
Oh, fantastic.
Bar,
yes. And we As a result serving. Of her show.
Yes.
I'm going to Bloody Mary with Devotion Vodka. How's
Do
that
it, baby.
Oh, man,
you
I'm
won't,
a happy man.
You won't be sad about it.
I'm a happy and a great performance.
I want to say that thank you for saying those nice things about the club, but also Renee's act is not an act that you will see just anywhere.
It's called I Am Me Because of Three, is that
yes.
correct? And do you have other performance dates coming up?
I don't at the moment. I've been so involved in Danny
right.
that my brain can only...
Yeah, tough to switch
switch
lanes on that one. You're right.
But yes, I will definitely start thinking about that
okay.
once we open.
Well, we will want to hear about that because obviously a great performance and that sort of entertainment just always is such an amazing feeling, a night like that, certainly with good food and drink.
I would
too,
say
so.
That it was one of the best shows of 2016.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
He's making me cry.
I know, I'm serious.
That means so much.
Produced over...
He doesn't do that. Yeah, that's a serious compliment.
Wow.
I've produced about 1,700 shows during the 11 years that we've been on Nightclub, and this certainly was
I have chilled, up
there.
You guys. Tears. Tears.
We'll certainly hope for maybe a return engagement at some point.
I would love that.
Yes.
Great.
Yep.
So we've talked about Danny and the Deep Blue Sea. Mm-hmm. Opening this weekend, we'd encourage you to check out Theater 68, Panic Productions, and go see Miss Renee Marino's guts on stage.
On stage. In the flesh. It won't be pretty.
Well, I tell you, this show, it is a rough journey at parts, but man, it is so amazing to watch such honest portrayals of such really well-written characters with the premiere of a brand new one act, a 10-minute short, correct? 15-minute short?
About 15 minutes, yeah.
Yes.
Called Poison.
Poison.
Yeah.
Yes.
So obviously, be sure you check those out. We've told you about a lot of great shows today. We've talked about the Valley Performing Arts Center with West Side Story
mm-hmm.
coming up. We've also talked about the Old Globe and the Amundsen as well, which both have great seasons. And, of course, Shakespeare by the Sea with their auditions coming
yes.
up this weekend. Be sure you check them out. And so many great groups around auditioning right now, getting ready for their summer stock seasons and their summer tours. So
it's exciting. Always
yes.
an exciting time in Los Angeles. Now, we're at that point in the program.
And now, embarrassing moments.
Renee Marino, you
oh my
have
God,
one
so
minute.
Many.
You know the bit. We tell our audiences about something that happened to us in the field of live performance, or maybe on a film or television set, that was so embarrassing we almost walked away from the business. Do you have anything like that?
Film or television embarrassment?
Or live performance.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I told you. The first time I was here, I told you about Cats.
Was that with Paul?
Yeah.
It doesn't count. I told him it doesn't. Nothing that happened before Andrew David James counts.
Okay,
I told him.
I'm going to tell you this again because I love this one. So my first professional out of college theater gig was I was cast in the 25th anniversary tour of Cats. I covered 9 cats, and the first cat that I would go on for was Victoria, the beautiful white cat. It does beautiful developing. Well, I go on the first time, and I sweat. Okay, I am a sweater. I could walk one step, and I'm already sweating. Well, if you've done Cats, anyone out there, my fellow performers, you understand you're in fur from head to toe. You have 10 pounds of the thickest makeup on you've ever had. You are sweating the minute you step on the stage under those lights.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like middle of the first act, and I'm just getting through it, feeling good. It's my first time on. And my fellow kitty cat, Jessica, she played Syllabub, who's the youngest kitten. We're crawling on stage, and she looks at me, and she has quite a potty mouth, which I love about her. And she looks at me, and she goes, "What the hell happened to your nose?" And I had melted off most of my makeup. So it was like kind of a cat in my cheeks and then a human nose.
Oh, no.
And I was like, "Oh, my God." She's like, "You look crazy." And I was like, "Oh, God, what am I going to do? I can't get off stage." So I had to do the whole Jellicle ball, half human, half kitty.
Where was this at? Where was this performance at?
Oh, God, if I can remember. Where was it? Oh, our first stop, actually, funny enough, was Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, a year prior, I was the lead singer in a casino show out there. So the tour went to the same place that I was performing a year before that. Isn't that funny?
It's so amazing.
They loved it in Biloxi.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Oh, loved it. Well, thank God they could drink, so most of them probably didn't even realize they're
always
like,
helps. That's right. Well, you know, Cats is one of those shows where things can't. We've had a couple Cats stories on this show. The performer who made a running leap and missed the landing and just slid down the wall as a cat.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So we've had a few of those on the show. Cats is one of those where things can go wrong,
yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
Did you ever see it in New York?
I have. I've seen it twice, actually. I love that show. I know that it played for a long time, and I think some people maybe got tired of it because it was there for so long. But I just thought it was so inventive and creative. You got a really great feeling from that. So.
And it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's back.
Oh, it is back
now? It's already back.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When did
She's
it come
back?
Back?
God, I think it's probably a year now.
At the same theater where it originally was presented?
The theater,
in New York?
The theater, funny enough, is it was playing across the street from Jersey Boys, which has now since closed.
Wow.
Yeah?
Well, not the theater, but the show.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously a fun show today. We have literally set the building on fire. We are just that good today.
We are that
pretty
good.
Impressive.
That's probably my emotions that are brewing for tonight.
That's
no
right.
doubt about it.
Revenant.
She brought the fire.
That power, yeah.
Brought the fire. Well, this was obviously a fun day. We want to remind you again, get tickets to go see Danny and the Deep Blue Sea. Check out performingartslive.com. So many amazing events going on here in Los Angeles.
Indeed. And Andrew David James, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be working with you. Renee, thank you for being
thank
with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Truly, you know, you're one of our favorites, and thank you so much. Check out her links, and you can find out more about what she's doing and obviously her amazing charity work. Michael, where will I see you next week?
On the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.